Christine Brennan with the Department of Education talking about 603 Bright Futures and a survey and what's going on. It's the New Hampshire Department of Education is announcing a launch of a 603 Bright Forums, Bright Futures, that is, survey. And it's a platform, I believe, that helps parents, educators, and community members kind of share their perspective and experiences with the respective schools, kind of a bridging communications here. Christine, thanks for joining us. GMI Studios, Good Morning New Hampshire, and our network of News Talk stations. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for this opportunity, Jack. A huge fan of your show.
Thank you.
We have the 603 Bright Futures, just a little bit of history. This is our third year launching it, but before this was for our special ed students and their engagement, family engagement for the process of special ed. And at the time, we were only getting about 300 returns from the survey, but now we are over 20,000 from last year. And we're really trying to hope that your audience and lots of folks will take our 603 Bright Futures story because it provides valuable feedback for learning models, the school climate, and other topics, just so that we can talk about the successes and the challenges that schools are having right now.
What are some of the challenges that you see the schools are having? I think we're in a pretty good spring, summer, I think, should be a lot more liberating for families and without a lot of the restrictions. And I think we're moving forward here. But what are some of the challenges, Christine?
Yeah, I think some of the challenges that schools face is just the parents and the schools uniting. And many schools have done an absolutely fabulous job working with their communities and providing education, quality education, so that our kids are learning how to read and write, do math, and be really successful and thriving. Some of the challenges are probably over some of the curriculum that's being shared, or maybe some of the challenges could be about the openings and closings. But for the most part, I think that most of the parents are satisfied with their child's education. And again, this is a platform that families can share their experiences and really celebrate the schools and talk about maybe some of the things they want to see that are improved.
Christine, how do we... We had an interesting guest on. What day was it, J-Dog, from one of the charter schools in Pembroke? Was it 2 days ago? We had Beth McClure?
Yeah, 2 days ago, yep.
One of the things I was trying to talk with her about, because I'm a big fan of our public education. I think the innovation, I think some of the different, I think charter schools are a great part of our education. I don't know why some people in education view those as the enemy, because maybe they think it takes, they're incorrect to think this, maybe they think it takes funding away from them, or it's money. But how do we get some of the sort of the political divisiveness out of our schools? It's sort of in the last couple of years, I think, crept in, and there's created kind of divisiveness between, whenever we talk about the same goals, we should all be rowing in the same direction when it comes to New Hampshire education and providing the best experience for kids and families. But I do believe, and you don't have to weigh in on this, but I can give it as indirect commentary. I remember when I was a kid, Christine, we used to have things like the, I'm trying to think the name of it, the PTO, the parents were very involved in school. And I remember at least one night a month, my parents, one of them would go to the school at night, like at 5 o'clock before dinner, and meet with the teachers and talk and hear things. And we couldn't be there as students because it was a chance for the teachers to talk directly for the parents. And parents, I think, at least when I grew up, I think they felt very much a part of our public education experience. And I think in the last couple of years, a lot of parents, I'm not saying from you, the Department of Education, but certain school boards, and you'd hear about superintendents where parents would go and ask questions about curriculum or healthcare policies, and they felt like they weren't even allowed to put their hand up and speak at a public school board meeting. So how do we get some of this divisiveness out and togetherness in?
Well, there's a loaded question there, but I think schools changed a lot since we were in school. I'm expecting that we're around the same age. But I think that one of the things that has changed is social media. And so I'm hoping that this platform will be a time to unite the schools. Mm-hmm. But I think that social media is really a huge divide. And so I think that families and schools that have good relationships, good communication, are letting families in to talk. And I think with new technology, they can use telecommunication. I think during COVID, we learned that there were lots of good communications. And I think that's even one of the questions on our survey. You know, how is the communication going with your school? And so we can figure out what communication works best with families. We now have more families that are working remote. So I think it's a time, and education's evolving and changing. And Beth does a great job over there at the Pembroke, at her charter school, which, as you know, is a public
right,
school.
Right.
And I think one of the things that she does is kids are all so special and unique, mm-hmm. and different approaches are needed for them to be successful. And back when we went to school, we really had one traditional approach.
Yep.
But now
you're right.
There's an opportunity for many, many approaches. And I think that our teachers are skilled and nimble and can do that. And I think that we have to find that trust. I know that the middle school teachers are using Brooklyn Rainey's One Trusted Adult, and they're bringing that into their community. And that's really a program to build capacity with all parents and teachers to have good, healthy relationships with students. They use the 40 developmental mm-hmm. assets, and it's just a great curriculum that's out there that was part of our Promising Futures grant, and we've got a lot of good feedback on that.
Christy, Brenna, before we let you go, I understand, I think the survey, the 603 Bright Futures survey, is open until April 29th, and then I think results mm-hmm. are going to be shared. But anyone can go and kind of give feedback that will be valuable, I believe, right? Is that
yep,
still?
Yep, that's correct. That's correct, and we're depending on our superintendents to share it with their families, and if families don't get it, community members don't get it, we're depending on people like you that can put it on your website and share it out so that New Hampshire can unite around education.
Well, thank you for what you do. You got a great team there, and I know the folks at the Department of Education are, you do a lot, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you. We'll get you back again soon. My best to the commissioner and the team. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Have a great day.